So we've just created our mockups. Now we want to annotate and number them. So we're going to tell the AI what to code, what each bit does. Then we're going to basically paste in the instructions, like one, this should be a headline that says XYZ. Two, this should be a text field that says XYZ. Three, this is a button. When you click on this button, it sends the text that the user's just entered to the OpenAI API and runs the prompt that says XYZ. You know, that is basically what we're going to do. We're going to annotate our images, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, etc. And then we're going to go to our AI and we're going to paste in the images and the text. And that is going to tell the AI, number one, what the app should look like, and number two, what each of those elements does, okay? So here's the basic process. We can create our page mockups and number them. Generally, I use MS Paint to build my mockups, and then I add those numbers in Snagit, which I'll show you how to do. But you can, of course, do the whole thing within MS Paint. We're going to write our text spec, which I will give you my super prompt, which will wrap all of this, you know, all of these annotations into the initial seed prompt that you're going to give to the AI. And then you're going to paste that image and that text, or rather those images, into Claude Sonnet 3.5 and watch as it literally just starts generating your code. And it's just going to generate all of the code files off the back of those mockups and off the back of that text, okay? And at that point, congratulations, you are a six-figure software engineer, or more accurately, you now have one permanently under your employment for free forever. So this is pretty insane, and it all comes from MS Paint and my super prompt. And you know, that is basically it, guys. It's pretty insane stuff. And in the next video, I'll actually show you how we can do that.